This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Woo! Aren't you happy it's the weekend? I said to Leanne, these weekends, it just feels like this week went by in a flash. And I love Fridays, but my God, I could have fitted an extra day in this week. I had things to do and didn't get to some of them. Well. Friday. Ready?
Well, if you didn't do it, maybe it wasn't that important.
Maybe you weren't.
And that's okay,
yeah.
Gareth.
Yeah, you know, okay. What? Ben, you're becoming very philosophical. I like this.
No, wow. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Deepak Karpinski.
Deepak Karpinski.
Okay.
I had the most fun afternoon yesterday. I played the Who Has the Biggest Tits game, which is fascinating. I got everybody to play it in the studio this morning. Basically, it's a picture of these 10 girls all lined up. And they're all naked, but they've kind of put a... They've almost like cropped out their breasts area.
Yeah, like a little white square over their breasts.
Yeah, which is the same size for every girl, so there's no clue.
But the thing is, it's really difficult because all the girls have got good bodies.
Yeah, they're reasonable.
You can usually tell with an overweight person that they're going to have bigger boobs.
Yeah, sure.
So it's really anyone's game.
Well, this is it. So I'm on this group of guys, and everybody was throwing a number 3 and number 5 and number 7. And one guy got it right. One guy.
And what were you using to judge them by?
Well,
they were naked at the bottom. So were you using the bottom end?
Well, they had shoes on. They had nothing else on. So they had... you can't use... There's no... standard measure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, especially because they all had real ones. There were no fake ones.
No, I disagree.
Okay, well, maybe there were one or two fake ones.
No, I disagree.
You think they were all fake?
I'll have to look again, but...
I'll show you again.
Do we have to open up that photo again?
Yes, of course.
Sia's biggest nightmare is seeing naked women.
Mm. Okay, well, some of them... Okay. Yeah, so the number 5 and number 3 possibly fake. Otherwise, the rest look to me to be pretty natural.
Let me just take off my glasses.
Anyway, so the girl who has the biggest ones, there's no clue. There's no giveaway. I mean, she maybe got a little bit of extra padding, but I wouldn't say she was...
She's not smiling the most?
No.
3, 5, and 8 are fake.
8's not fake. 8's real. Those are real. Come on.
3, 5, and 8 are fake.
Leanne, really? How do you tell fake boobs?
I watch Botched.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a show. Hey, wow.
It's a great show.
I used to watch that.
But anyway, don't distract me. Back to my game. So it kept us busy all afternoon. What a fun game. And Joe Biden sent that to me, which I think was really
cool.
Yeah. Isn't
that nice of him?
I don't know. I can't see his handprints anywhere.
No, he's very handsy, Joe. Just give him a chance.
Is he, though?
Oh, yeah. Let's see your phone. Yeah, it's full of his fingerprints.
Yeah.
Joe Biden has been handsy from day one, but here's the problem.
What?
Is it not a problem?
Exactly.
Is everybody's going to calm the fuck down? If you actually read what these women's complaints are, it's stuff like, I'm going to say more or less what I've heard the quotes are. I'm not going to look them up because they're not important enough. But they've said things like, well, he lingered a little too long and it made me uncomfortable. Or he grabbed my shoulders and held on a little too tightly and it made me uncomfortable. And... You know, for a beat, he was there for too long.
Mm-mm.
And he got a little bit into my personal space and it was just uncomfortable for me. There are women in the world who are really in trouble because men are sexually abusing them and because they're being predated upon and there are dangerous men in the world. No doubt.
Yep.
You have to put that in there because dumb people are going to hear this out of context and go, oh, so you're saying sexual harassment is fine. No.
No, it's not.
All right. Completely unacceptable. I've never sexually harassed a woman in my fucking life. And I think it's wrong. I think it's completely wrong. But these women, I think, have got something wrong with them.
Yes. They either have something wrong with them or they have a motive.
Well, this is it. I mean, you can also see that the left wing of the Democratic Party are trying to oust Biden because he's a moderate. And you know, these are the people who've actually turned their backs on Obama too because he was too moderate. They want the crazies on the left, the Bernie Sanderses and the Elizabeth Warrens and these kind of people who are just out and out lefties. They want them in and they want Biden to look like he's this creepy old man from another generation, so it counts him out. And Biden's probably one of the few people in that party who could actually win against Trump. I mean, that's what I think. Maybe you disagree. Anyway, so they might have a motive. But I also think that there's this craziness going on at the moment. I mean, you heard it with the Brett Kavanaugh trial. You saw this intensely fragile, vulnerable, and bizarre academic. She was shaking there at the podium, telling this story, which could not be corroborated. There was no evidence. She'd been sitting on this for like 15 years. Very strange. And everybody's just expected to believe her. On the basis of what? Just her subjective opinion. Which, by the way, makes it very difficult for men to know when they're allowed to flirt, when they're allowed to even engage in a conversation with some woman, even if they have no motives, or whether or not that woman is going to completely lose her shit, and within 5 years of a meeting that the man doesn't even remember, she's laying charges against him, or she's complaining about him in the media, or, you know, it's always these well-known men. It's not ordinary guys down the road. You know, if the greengrocer goes, "Hey, nice, you have got a nice ass.
Come, let me see your lemons."
No one's going to the Citizen newspaper and saying, did I say Citizen? I mean Citizen. No one's going to the Citizen newspaper going, "Oh, you know, the greengrocer said these disparaging things about my backside." Why? Because he's got no money and nobody cares what the greengrocer says. And you probably expect that from him anyway. So it's all about Joe Biden being a presidential candidate. Now, 5 years later, I mean, the woman, Lucy Flores is her name. She's a representative for, I think, Arizona. She's the one who started this whole train. And she's a big supporter of one of the other candidates, Beto O'Rourke, which should tell you everything you need to know.
It's interesting. I'm actually reading Lucy's quote.
Here we go. Read it to
us. So she says that they met on the 29th of March, and in her words, Biden smelled her hair and gave her a big, slow kiss on the back of her head at an event back in 2014. And then she says, in that moment, she felt embarrassed and shocked. In her words, she says, "I wanted nothing more than to get Biden away from me."
Slow kiss to the back of the head.
He's weird. He's a very
big slow kiss that is on weird. The back of her head.
But it's not sexual harassment.
Exactly, and he's also old school. He's a hands-on communicator.
Yeah.
There's this whole anti-human hysteria that's going on at the moment, where we have to become so sterile in our interactions.
Well, it's because there are a lot of people, and there are men and women in this movement who are very strange. They have very strange ideas about sex. A lot of them haven't had much sex. A lot of them are very uptight about their bodies for various reasons. There are a lot of people with massive insecurities. And now what they're doing is projecting this as if it's a problem from all men. Now, Biden goes on TV yesterday in the weirdest little YouTube clip or whatever it was. And he says, "Look, I'm really sorry. I've always been a bit handsy, and you know, it's because I like people and I connect with people that way." And that would have been fine if he'd just shut up then. But then he goes on to say, "Well, what we've got to do is listen to all these women, and we've got to hear their stories, and we've got to take it on board, and we've got to change as men." Now, just hold the hell on, Joe Biden. I am not being like you are, and I'm not being like all those men who are much worse than you are. And I don't think Ben is either. I don't think Sia's ever done this. Not that Sia's interested in doing it, but he hasn't done it. There are lots of very good men in the world. In this studio, 3 out of 3 of us are not sexual harassment candidates, right?
You're not great.
So please don't include us if you're going to say men need to change. I don't buy that. There are a lot of good men in the world, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to be swept into a big group of handsy, dodgy, and sexual harassy type guys. It's not my thing. I don't enjoy it. I don't like the idea of women being treated like that. And I'm not going to let Joe Biden co-opt me into his weird back-of-the-head kissing group. Okay. Yeah. If I've done any of this stuff, it has been with the full knowledge that the woman I'm doing this to is consenting. And usually not to kiss on the back of the head is a good start. But if, in the case of some of these women too, Joe Biden might have been comforting them. You know, a lot of people have they're at political rallies, they're telling their stories, and maybe he's like moved by their story and he hugs them because that's how he feels. It's not sexual harassment. The worry I have is, I think the same as Leanne's worry, this stuff is being taken to a point now where people can't behave normally around each other.
It's just, yeah, so sterile.
Because there's going to be a mad Christine Blasey Ford who's sitting there rattling like a shitting dog, as Ben often says.
Oh, shaking like a shitting dog.
Nervous about every man in the whole world, because Christine Blasey Ford seems to think that every man is just waiting to dry hump her against a wall somewhere. No one is, by the way. No one has for years. That's part of the problem there. But she is insane. And it's been proven in this Brett Kavanaugh thing. He's now a justice on the Supreme Court because he did nothing wrong. Mm. She's a nutcase. And everybody saw her evidence float away, saw her whole case melt in front of our very eyes. And this is happening now to Joe Biden. And it seems to be something that gets used as a weapon against people that certain groups do not like, particularly
these... And if you've got nothing else to go on.
Right, these rabid feminists who most of them have such unhealthy relationships with themselves and with men, that they're now projecting this onto guys who are running for office or people who need public support. And it's nonsense. Like, what happened to people just... if you're a woman who gets into a situation where there's a Joe Biden in the room and he starts behaving like this, I understand not everybody's brave enough to do this, but you turn around and you go, Joe, don't touch me. And you have every right to do that.
Sure.
And Joe's got to back off. But if you sit on this for 5 years, you wait for when Joe's running for president to bring it up, it makes me suspicious. Mm. And it seems like there's this thing catching on. And it's very hypocritical.
It's hysteria.
It's hysteria, but it's also supremely hypocritical because people like Alyssa Milano, who's, you know, she was campaigning hugely against Brett Kavanaugh in the Supreme Court. She's okay with Joe because she's friends with him. So there's this hypocrisy. She's like, you can believe Christina Blasey Ford, but you shouldn't believe Lucy Flores. You can believe... These people all loved Bill Clinton, by the way, who was doing a lot more. He's accused of rape, remember? Rape.
Yeah.
Not just kissing someone on the back of the head and he became president. So they've got double standards all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump, definitely not the kind of guy you would leave your attractive daughter in the room with, right? Definitely not.
Even his own daughter.
His own, even.
Anyway, the point being that we've got to normalize these relations between men and women because there are a bunch of very political people in the world who are trying to turn every interaction between men and women and between women and women and between men and men, frankly, into an occasion for activism. That is not good for anyone. This is very bad news. It makes it impossible for people to have relations.
Yeah, it's very cold. It's antiseptic. It's it's not human.
Yeah, some of these testimonies are just jarring to hear because not that I'm discrediting however they feel, but
it's so subjective. It's all about how they feel. And the only person who knows that is them. Please remember, your subjective experiences, if you're going to bring another person into them and allege something or have them accused of something, you need to be able to prove those things objectively.
Someone else, DJ Hill, was one of two women who came forward and spoke about her experience, inverted commas, with the New York Times. She said that Biden rested his hand on her shoulder.
Oh, what? God.
And then started to move it down her back.
How dare he?
Which left her feeling, in her quotes, very uncomfortable.
Well, how about speaking to a Bill Cosby accuser about uncomfortable?
Yeah. Where you get a good measure of what's really uncomfortable.
A Caitlin Caruso back in 2016 says that Biden hugged her just a little bit too long.
See?
And laid his hand on her thigh. And then there are two other women in a bit of a weird thing, both say that Biden greeted them by rubbing his forehead against theirs.
Such sexual harassment.
Sir Amy Lapos said, remembered that Biden once gave her an unwelcome Eskimo kiss.
So, I just think that's weird regardless.
Joe Biden,
he's a bit strange, okay?
Which two adults do that?
Joe Biden's strange, but does this sound like the behavior of a compulsive... And by the way, he did all of this in front of the full view of an audience.
Yeah.
There are photographs that show... He's not doing this in some hidden alley. He's not pushing this woman up against a dark wall.
Yeah. Somewhere where no one can see. After three margaritas.
No, he's doing this in front of people, which means he's weird, but he's not dangerous. And for all these women to be alleging that Joe Biden is dangerous and all of them to suddenly be coming out of the woodwork together sounds to me like a coordinated campaign to make Biden's run for president impossible.
That's the motive.
And to me, to use sexual harassment, which is a real problem, and rape, which is a real problem, as fodder to get rid of a candidate is despicable. It is the lowest kind of thing you could do, to take the energy of our combined outrage at the fact that women are abused every day in the world, that there are women who are raped, that there are women in countries that have no rights, and to imagine that you can equate that with someone lingering too long on a shoulder touch is outrageous. Don't you realize you are the enemy of real victims of abuse when you do that?
Why do you say that?
You discredit. It's crying wolf.
It's crying wolf, and it's giving other women less credibility.
It's like being, it's like people using racism for everything. You say the slightest thing. Right. Meanwhile, there are people out there who have been victims of this in the past, historically.
It's going to make my story diluted when I come forward and say something's happened.
I mean, you had a real situation with an Asian man in a lift.
Yes, I did.
It was a horrible thing.
Yes.
You still haven't got over.
I mean, there was nothing just senior citizenship about it, no, and friendly.
You would have rather had Joe Biden in that lift.
Definitely.
Leanne,
he wouldn't have licked my face.
Oh, yes. This guy licked Leanne's face. She'd never met him before in her life. He was in the lift with her.
It's not funny.
Pushed her
it's
up against funny. The side of the lift and licked her face.
Well, amongst everything else, he touched every part of my body.
Jesus.
Yeah, okay. That's sick. That's not funny.
So she had handled that, and obviously it's pretty goddamn scary if you're a woman in that situation. I was thinking the other day, it's weird that we bring this up. I was talking to a friend of mine about how I sometimes take for granted that I'm a guy, and when I'm walking to my car, we went out for dinner on Friday night, and I was walking to my car, which was parked in this basement parking, and it was 9 o'clock or 9:30 at night. As a guy, you don't even think about that. You just pay your parking and off you go to your car. Click the little button, you get into your car and you drive away. I didn't for a minute feel like I needed to be worried for my safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I suddenly thought, you know, if I were a woman of my own, I'd be bloody nervous.
Thank you for thinking of that, because that's what it feels like. You do feel on edge.
Yeah, the
permanently.
Whole time. Because you could, you're a soft target, right? Yeah. And If a man with bad intentions is hiding behind a pillar, there are a lot of bad things that could happen there that men don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, this is the reality, right? We've got real problems, and then we've got these women who are complaining about Joe Biden problems, which are not real problems. They've just got to harden up, and Joe Biden's got to stop being weird.
And he has said it of his own admission. He has said, I may have done things differently to the way things are done now, and I'll change.
Well, yeah, but I don't know that he can. I think an old dog can't really learn new tricks. But what we've got to do is be able to separate the real problems from the nonsense problems. And a lot of nonsense problems with political motives are creeping into the real problem world. We've got to draw definitions. And I'm sorry, this is where we get into how important it is that we define what crimes are. And there are a lot of people who are political about things, who don't get to distinguish between what's a real problem and what's not. And they'll do whatever is required. They're always looking for some boogeyman to be the victim of. Whether it's Joe Biden, or it's Donald Trump, or it's the patriarchy, or it's white monopoly capital in this country, or there's always someone who's coming after you. And it's not someone you can define. It's some general thing. That's nonsense. In any sexual assault or molestation situation, there is one person or two person or whatever number of people, but you can define the group. You can actually identify the individuals involved, and you can identify the victim. It's not some general thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like men are roving around in bands waiting to molest, and like Joe Biden's in there and, you know.
It's the same bizarre. As being under the impression that if you're in a gay nightclub,
that every man is
looking at your balls or at your package.
Yeah. Every guy, a lot of straight guys think this. They go into a gay environment, a gay bar or whatever, and they think, oh, all these men are hitting on me. They're not. They really are not looking at you. You're insane.
Just because she's lesbian doesn't mean that she's into you,
right?
As a woman.
Right. Grow up. Anyway,
do you really want to live in a country where people are too scared to touch each other?
I don't know if I want to live in a world.
I mean a world, right. But I'm talking to America.
What's the point, right?
America.
America. I mean, calm the hell down, everybody.
And then there's also something to be said about how he's responding to this. Like, if you were in his shoes, would you have, you know, because I think he's trying to be very diplomatic with his response.
Well, he's trying to run for office. Exactly. So he's going to say whatever he thinks. He's got a team of spin doctors.
Whoever's telling him what to say.
And they're probably saying, Mr. Biden, we've got a major problem here. So what he should have done is just gone on TV and said the following. Hi, I'm Joe Biden. There are a whole lot of people accusing me of stuff. You know me. I've been in politics all of my adult life. Look at my record. You can see the photographs. Sure, I've done some stuff that maybe made some people uncomfortable. If I have, I'm sorry. But that's what that's all it is. There's no deeper, darker, nastier me that you haven't been exposed to. Bye-bye. Thank you. Switch off the cameras. And if people don't like it, because there are going to be people who don't like it, tough.
Those are the people who probably wouldn't have even voted for you, Joe.
That's right. And they don't like you anyway. They didn't like you before these allegations came out. Now they have a reason to dislike you. So for them, it's just empowered them with a reason. So there's a lot of other stuff I wanted to get to this morning. I hope we'll have time. I saw a very strange tweet from DJ Fresh. Did anyone else see this?
No.
Oh,
what is it tweet, Gareth?
Yeah, I think I read it. I think we're talking about the same one.
Yeah, well, see if you've
this
got
it DJ
in front
Fresh.
Of you.
Yeah, I have the breakfast big dog
screenshot. Yeah, he says, I must apologize to everyone for not returning calls, messages, emails over the past 2 or 3 weeks. It's been the toughest 3 weeks of my life, but I'm all good now. I got help. It's never easy admitting that you need help, but once you cross that bridge, it's the best feeling ever.
What do you think? You too many nose beers? I mean, I love Fresh, but I'm wondering what that means. Do you think it's drinks? Do you think it's women? Do you think it's drugs? I mean, like,
is it depression? Like, has it been on air the last few weeks?
What is it? Because you can't say something like that and then expect people to just, okay, well, that's great. Because, I mean, it's obviously going to get lots of sympathy and people are going to say, well, that's great. But they don't even know what they're saying that's great for, which is a problem.
Exactly.
Like, what if he, you know, he's been running guns across the Mozambican border and like he's finally got help. Like he finally found another dealer instead. You've got to explain these things if you want people to have sincere empathy.
Does this have anything to do with the tattoo that he got?
I don't know. He got a Winnie Madikizela Mandela tattoo on his back and he had a big fight with someone online.
Yeah. There was a Winnie hater who said, what's the point of having her as a tattoo, but you're not standing for what she stood for. You aren't revolutionary activists. DJ Fresh, stay in your lane, bro.
Oh,
and then he replied, I suggest you go fuck yourself in your own lane.
Okay.
No, I don't think that necessarily indicates, you know, people. He's what I like about Fresh and I've always liked about him. And again, I want to clear the air that there is he's a friend.
Yeah.
Like I see him regularly and we get along very well. But when I saw this tweet, I was a little bit concerned as a friend. I'm like, first of all, why are you apologizing to people for this if it's got nothing to do with them? And second of all, you got help, but you're not saying what you got help for. So how are you expecting us to understand and empathize? Or why tell anybody at all if you don't want us to empathize? It's just weird, right? And the fact that I got help, it's never easy admitting that you need help. But once you cross that bridge, it's the best feeling ever. So something's going on there. And I don't know what it is. And that's all he said. I looked up, which I've never done, looked up the rest of his timeline and I couldn't find anything. But out of genuine concern.
Because there was a previous tweet that says, when you're booked off work for your own good, but the only thing that makes you feel good is being at work.
Yeah, you see, I don't know what that means either. Like, well, did he miss a show? Because I haven't heard his show, and we're on it more or less the same time, so how the hell would I know? Anyway, if anybody knows what that is, then maybe you can explain it to me. But I just saw it and thought it was worth a comment. Daniel says, hey guys, listening from Dubai, so I'm a few podcasts behind. Heard you guys talking about the imperial and metric system. I totally agree. Imperial is dumb as could possibly be, but mixing them has to be even dumber. All the speed limits here are in kilometers per hour. The fuel is pumped in liters. However, in Dubai, if you go to put air in your tires, it's in PSI. Buying meat is often, that's pounds per square inch, right? Meat is often sold in ounces, but also priced per kilo. People talk about putting on the Dubai stone when you move here.
It's like it's a British thing.
People pick up weight. Mm. Yeah. Seriously, just pick one and stick to it and use it everywhere. Great show as always, Daniel. Wow. Okay. Some interesting feedback.
But that's another thing, like, Brits who say, well, he weighs 23 stone.
Yeah, we don't know what that about? I don't know what that is. And 23 stone, is that a lot? I don't know.
It is. See? But this is the whole thing. It's just a stupid kind of measurement because it's kilograms. Americans go with pounds. And then out of nowhere, it's like, oh, he's 12 stone.
Yeah, no, that's a whole different measure. Anyway, it's only the Brits who use that one. When someone says that, I actually have to whip up my phone and I've got this app that converts if I care enough. Otherwise, I just let it pass. Like I just assume they are morbidly obese.
If you are 23 stone, you are morbidly obese. You weigh 146 kilograms.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez. Goodness.
So I guess, Gareth, you are...
How many stone am I? If I'm 90 kilograms, how many stone?
Oh, Ben is clacking away at the...
14 and a half stone, Gareth.
Jesus. It's outrageous.
Yeah, I'm 13. I'm 12 and a half stone.
Ugh.
It's not enough.
It's not even relative to how much a stone really weighs.
No, because the stones are all different weight.
Are we talking Stonehenge?
I mean, Stonehenge, is one stone is enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Stupid.
Five things you need to know. First of all, Brigadier Matapelo Peters of the Gauteng Provincial Head Office confirmed that police have arrested a suspect linked to the video clip depicting assault at a West Rand nursery school. These things keep happening. Police can confirm a 40-year-old woman was arrested a week ago and subsequently appeared in court in Carltonville on the charge of assaulting a minor. She's due back in court in May. Police management have condemned the incident and continued irresponsible circulation of the video clip on social media. So she is seen apparently spanking a child as the child is seen cleaning a table and then striking a little boy and pulling him by the clothes as he cleans the carpet.
That was just so shocking.
You've seen it?
It was explained to me and I decided not to watch it.
Yeah.
But it was explained in graphic detail.
Aye.
And apparently it was just unacceptable. The person who was telling me felt so strongly that said she needs to die.
Jesus.
That's how bad it was.
Well, I don't know if anyone should die, but I certainly don't think someone like that should be put in charge of minors. I think that's very, very ugly. And then another ugly story. I hate to do this on a Friday. We try to keep it politics free, but we can't keep it.
Yeah, we've already done half an hour of politics.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that was more human relations.
Yeah.
It was more Joe's sexiness.
A 30-year-old woman was handed a life sentence on Tuesday for raping her 10-year-old cousin in a rondavel in Eshowe in KwaZulu-Natal. Apparently, the woman was invited to a birthday party of the boy's younger brother. After the party, family members, the victim and the accused, went to sleep in a rondavel. In the middle of the night, the accused was caught raping the boy. Now, this is a woman raping a boy.
Yeah, this is weird.
When the boy was questioned about rape, he told his mother that he was raped twice by the same accused. Some very, very sick people in the world. Very sick people. Whew. Some ugliness going on here. And we're worrying about, like, there are women in America who are worrying about Joe Biden lingering a little long on their shoulders with his hands. Come on. You know, in it's just outrageous to even imagine that these two things belong in the same orbit. In a world first, France has banned breast implants linked to a rare cancer. France has become the first country to ban a certain type of breast implant that has been linked to a rare form of cancer. The ban covers certain types of implants with a textured surface or a polyurethane coating.
Well, no.
Apparently, some 70,000 women believed to have received the implants of an estimated 400,000 to 500,000 French implant wearers will undergo surgery to have them removed. Silicone implants are used in breast enhancements or for reconstructive purposes. They can either be smooth, textured, or coated in polyurethane. Textured implants, which are designed to stick to the breast tissue to avoid slipping out of position, are the most popular.
And those are the ones causing the issue?
Apparently.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, there is a significant increase in cases of anaplastic large cell lymphoma. That's a kind of cancer linked to the wearing of breast implants.
That must be so scary to have something inside your body that you know could be causing cancer.
Yeah, so there's maybe a reason to just ask a few questions if you're thinking about that stuff. The leader of GOOD, you know who she is?
Yes, Patricia Dear. I will never quit Lil.
Right.
Auntie Patricia.
We try to avoid politics, but this is funny. She laid a complaint with the public protector on Thursday over what she alleges is an investment and kickback scheme in the DA-led George municipality involving a councillor and his son. So rotten stuff, according to Patricia, in the DA... in George. I don't know if the son's name's also George, but maybe it's just the place.
Could be.
So there's something if you want to get into some goss with Auntie Pat, then that's the way to go there. You know, because that's really all that you could categorize that under.
Auntie Pat is just becoming like that really annoying kid in school. He's just always telling on people.
Have you seen her official posters?
No, because I haven't seen any of the good. I haven't even seen the good logo.
Yeah, I haven't seen any good.
No, she hasn't. I don't think they have any money.
She actually refers to herself as Auntie Pat on the posters. Yeah. Like, you know,
hello, really? I'm Auntie
Vote
Pat.
Vote for Auntie Pat.
It's very strange.
Auntie Pat.
And then that guy who was accused of carrying out the Christchurch mosque attacks will face 50 murder charges and 39 attempted murder charges.
Good.
When he makes his second court appearance. Yes, of course.
His second court appearance. The guy did it.
Yeah. Ben,
just throw him straight off the big cliff.
If there's anyone in the world who gets frustrated by how slowly the wheels of justice turn, it is our Ben.
Gosh.
He would have convicted Henry van Breda on day two. He would have convicted Oscar Pistorius
on day three.
Ben, there's
a process. You have to go through all of the paperwork.
But it's the process that I think makes these people want to become criminals because they feel so special. They go through this whole thing. They make this person feel so special. Oh, look, there's the murder accused. No, he's the... That's the white supremacist massacrist, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The murder accused.
Ben, I'd love for you to take over the court system just for a day.
Well,
I want to see you in action.
Well, you might be just found guilty sometimes when you're innocent. That's the only downside of Ben's
system.
Well,
you take the rough with the smooth in life, Gareth. I'll tell you that much.
I might be jailed for being annoying. Like, just get out of here.
Pick people out in the passage. Go, you.
Get sentence. But all I did was steal a loaf of bread. Ha! Huh. But we found that we know it was you. You're dead.
I just brought the person here who stole the loaf of bread.
I would never be unreasonable. I just think there's a lot of wasted time here.
I hope so, Ben.
Hey,
so
it's almost like being pulled in to be told, FYI, you're a murderer accused.
You don't like FYI. Have you got any FYI emails this week?
No, thankfully not. It's been a good week.
FYA.
Shut up.
So those are the five things you need to know. Michelle says, as a single woman, these unnecessary accusations from women against men of higher social standing makes it harder to find a relationship. Men are now on high alert for any potential transgressions. They are diluting the case of women against real rapists. Yeah, that's spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Spot on, Michelle. And there's an interesting part of that Michelle raises. Like, it's hard now for women who are not crazy to find ordinary men who are not extra careful. Like, men have become so careful that I think a lot of women aren't even sure if men are into them. You know? Go up to them in a bar and the guys are like, they almost step away so that they don't even brush against them because they don't want to be accused of something. And then the woman's like, well, I thought he liked me, but there's no interest there clearly because he goes like hospital cold on me when I go near him.
And men don't need to be made feel any more awkward. They really don't. Can you imagine really all of the Hugh Grant movies being redone now to him to be even more awkward?
Oof. Jesus. Very uncomfortable. All right. Some great news if you're a Bitcoin person or an Ethereum person. Bitcoin's at almost $5,000, $4,938.
Wow, Gareth, it was $3,000 not so long ago.
Exactly. And Ethereum at $159. So great days for Bitcoin and Ethereum enthusiasts. And then over to Ben for the sport.
Well, Gareth, I can tell you, women are pretty much doing everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The latest for the football and rugby for the weekend, and there'll be no quotas in the Proteas team for the World Cup.
Tell us more.
Let's start with the women, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Rima Jufali.
Rima.
Yeah. Will be taking place. Well, sorry, will be taking part in the F4. Now, okay. F4 is basically just obviously F1, then go down divisions. Mm-hmm. She's a racing driver from Saudi Arabia, female Saudi driver to make the F4 debut this weekend at Brands Hatch, which is a historical racing place in England.
Okay.
This is really, really good things, right?
So, a woman F1 driver.
Well, that is the dream to get to one stage. Have you guys started watching that F1? Show or documentary series on Netflix?
No.
You have to. It is so good.
Hmm.
Huh. You know I couldn't give a rat's ass about F1.
That's why I'm surprised.
I can't wait to watch the next episode of the show. I can't wait to actually care about what the next race is, which will be Shanghai next weekend, by the way, if you're wondering.
Okay.
This show is so brilliantly put together. It is Netflix at its absolute finest. and the idea of what race or race driving, just racing is. I mean, there's been some good movies over the past, but yeah, just so interesting. But yeah, good for Rima. So she'll be driving against the men. She'll be a race car driver like anybody else. And so if someone from Saudi Arabia can do it, well, then more women will come into the sport. Because it's driving cars, right?
Right.
Why can't they?
Okay.
Very exciting. Because if more women have more sports to play, then they have more things to do. And like everyone, like sport health people do more healthy things in life. Just right. Imagine you being told you can't do that. You can only play netball. Netball's shit.
Boring.
You stand around, it's boring as all hell.
Mm-hmm.
What if you want to be a race car driver? Oh no, you can't because you're a woman. That's horrible, and that shouldn't be a case. Let women do whatever they want in sport. Speaking of which, they'll even be playing at Augusta this weekend.
Okay.
So now, Augusta is, as we've spoken about in the show many times, is a golf course which is pretty much its own world.
Yes, you get very excited. A lot of people do. I saw a beautiful picture of someone teeing off at Augusta with just these throngs of people around them and this beautiful green
fantastic place.
Golf course in front of them. It's beautiful. It really is.
Well, before 1983... Basically, you weren't allowed to take your own caddy there in the tournament. We've been through this before. Because Cliff Roberts, who was the original co-founder of Augusta National, said, for as long as I'm alive, all the golfers will be white, all the caddies will be black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he made law, basically.
So a very forward-thinking human being, this.
And there was obviously no woman. Why would women be allowed to play at Augusta National? But this weekend will be the final round of a women's amateur tournament where the best women amateur players around the world are physically teeing it up at Augusta in a competitive sense. This is huge. This is really, really huge. 2019 is all happening. Of course, the Masters will be next week, and I will be talking way too much about it because the first major of the year, and it's the Masters. The Masters. It's like, it's just, it's so special. It's so unique. It's the only major championship that goes back to the same course every single year. And it's just very, very special. On the golf this weekend, in the tune-up for the Masters, will be the final event, which is the Valero Texas Open.
Okay.
Siwoo Kim is currently the lead there.
Siwoo Kim.
Yeah. And a whole host of other really, really talented golfers, including Ricky Fowler, who missed the match play last week because clearly he's focused on winning the Masters, and the guy's got a really good shot. He's only two back after an opening round 68. So that'll take place over the entire weekend. Now, onto your rugby. Rugby, of course, is a big sport. Last week, I know I had some derogatory comments about Super Rugby, which is always being there, but it's nice to have your staples in sport. Mm-hmm. Now, starting out today, Highlanders versus Hurricanes, 8:35. Then the Reds versus the Stormers at 11. And then the Lions versus the Sharks. So today, Friday, you have three matches. Now, the first will obviously be the best one, because New Zealand derbies ultimately are. But then the Reds versus the Stormers. This is the Stormers' big chance to win away from home. They've already lost the Hurricanes. They've already lost the Blues. Has not been a good tour for them. But they are really trying to hang in there, despite the fact that their senior players are, again, falling foul of the injuries. And then tonight, the Lions versus the Sharks, the Beast, will become the most capped Super Rugby player for South Africa.
Excellent.
Huge achievement, that. And also to do it as a prop. That's certainly massive. Absolutely massive. To be a tight forward and to get this record, the wear and the tear on the body, and the discipline this guy's had to stay in tip-top condition has obviously been amazing. So the Lions versus the Sharks will also be a huge match because, well, the Lions haven't had the best of seasons, and the Sharks, well, they've also been a bit hit and miss. So they'll be very competitive tonight at 7:10. If you're brave enough to go to Hillbrow to watch this match on a Friday night under the cover of darkness, well, you basically deserve all the plaudits that the Beast will be getting himself. Good luck with that. And remember, you can always run away from your car guard. There's no shame in it whatsoever. Live to see another game. Your car's probably insured anyway.
You can always run away from your car guard. It's good advice, Ben.
Okay, then.
Friday night in Hillbrow. Good scheduling, Sanzar, or whoever you put this one together. Saturday. That's tomorrow. Crusaders versus Brumbies. That kicks off 6:15. Of course, the Crusaders are still battling with this whole name change. Because many people are saying, well, it is so offensive, so there'll be no more Crusaders. This will be the first time the Knights won't come out with their sort of fake swords either.
I can't wait for them to actually grab the history books and start just completely rewriting human history. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well,
some pretend people, none of that stuff.
Some people are saying, you know, maintain the heritage of the Crusaders because the Crusaders have won more titles than anyone else in Super Rugby.
God's sake.
If you don't, not the Crusaders anymore, that's a big chunk of history. Anyway, they'll be taking the Brumbies. and they'll probably beat them. Then the Blues versus the Waratahs, 8:35. Rebels versus Sunwolves, 10:45. And then the Bulls versus the Jaguars. That'll be taking place at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So nice in the sunshine. No chance of being mugged by car guards there. It's your Super Rugby for the weekend. On to the football. What is happening in the APSA Premier League? It's a very good question. And I shall tell you. At the top, we've got Sundowns. They've played 43 points. Okay, they've only lost twice. They've got a good goal difference of 12. Looking strong, as you would expect. Wits have played one more game. They're 2 points behind. And the Orlando Pirates and Cape Town City, they are kind of joint third on 40 points. So that's your top four. Looking at the fixtures for the weekend to get excited about, I know you will. Friday, Maritzburg United, Bloom Celtic. And then Saturday, we've got big games with Golden Arrows hosting Cape Town City. Wits will be taking on Pirates. There's a big one for the weekend. It'll be at 3 o'clock as well. And then Chiefs versus Baroka, Amazulu versus Chipper. And then Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, Polokwane City versus Black Leopards. Now, obviously, the bigger prospect is what is happening in the title race in the English Premier League. It's a seesaw battle, a ding-dong battle, a back and forth between Man City and Liverpool. Now, Man City have snuck ahead. They're on 80 points after 32 matches. Liverpool are on 79. Now, also, the top four is a really nice shake-up, too. Arsenal with a game in hand on everybody, sitting pretty in fourth on 63 points, one behind Spurs on 64, Chelsea on 63. So there's your mix there for that pivotal, vital, fascinating position of four, because then you go into the Champions League. Now, Man United.
Champions.
Yes, exactly. The champion. Man United, though.
What was?
They are number six in the log because they go through. They're all either shit or champagne, really. They showed the champagne versus PSG, and then there was just excrement of plenty versus other teams like Wolves. So, therefore, they probably won't make it to Europe. Looking into the fixtures for the weekend to see how all that translates into actual playing for this weekend for you to cheer and shout for. Southampton will be hosting. Jeepers, Friday's a big day of sport. Look at this. Southampton will be hosting Liverpool 9 o'clock tonight. So you've got Super Rugby, it's PSL, and then it's Premier League as well with Liverpool.
Much excitement.
Now, psychologically, it's quite nice for Liverpool to play the first game of the weekend because as soon as they win, they go back to the top of the table, putting the pressure onto Man City. Now, Man City are not playing this weekend. So there we go. That's interesting. Arsenal will be taking on Everton Sunday. Huge match, that one. Otherwise, Chelsea on Monday versus West Ham. So, a lot of the big teams not playing this weekend. So, there's that. I said there'll be no quotas for the Cricket World Cup for the Proteas. Now, Thabang Moroi, he said the team's good enough. We're picking on merit. Otis Gibson's been given complete and utter discrepancy upon this one. As to Linda Zondi, the chairman of Convener Selectors, sorry. Now, if you look at Cricket South Africa, they've a fine example of how they've done a lot for players in the various levels. The team is transformed, as we all say in this country. We're all aiming for transformation. And when you look at the team on merit, it definitely fulfills the 55% players of colour in all formats, which has been thrown down by Cricket SA. It'll happen naturally because they've developed the players accordingly. But the big thing people are worried about in this whole World Cup shakeup is Hashim Amla going to be ready? His dad has been very ill of late. Hashim hasn't had the best of form in a variety of formats. Now he's going into the local T20 series in the run-up to the squad being announced, hoping to get some sort of form, hoping to make some sort of impact. A bit of a tough gig, that. It's like, we know you're good, we just need you to show it a couple times. So go play a little bit of hit-and-miss T20 cricket, which isn't really in his character anyway. So Hashim's got it all to do, which is a shame because obviously Adam Markram's role in the team is pretty solid. His form is fantastic. Reeza Hendricks, when you look at it, his average has been great in the last year. He did so well in the Mzansi Super League, and he's done pretty well for the Proteas in the last few weeks. So those three players are all going to be thrown in there with Quinton de Kock as an opener or slash number three batsman, and it's going to be very difficult because one of them is going to be left behind. You think Hashim's shown his quality in England. He should go regardless of what's happening in his current life situation. But the other two, leave one of them behind, it really is not fair, I would say. The squad will be announced on April the... What do you call it? Should I have this right now? Lost it.
Where have you had a brain fart, Ben?
Gareth, you know, dates and numbers, not very good.
Right.
April the 18th. There it is. It just came to me. Okay. April the 18th, the Proteas 15-man squad will be announced. It's so bloody exciting. And the 31st of May will be the first game. SA versus England in the World Cup. World Cup will take place from that day, obviously ending in July. So hugely exciting. That's pretty much it for the world of sport for the weekend. So you got football to watch. Today's just a big day. It really is. And then there's cricket somewhere in the world. Someone's playing, I'm sure. Otherwise, yeah, golf. Oh,
that's a concise report.
No, it's great.
Cricket somewhere in the world.
I'm sure. I'm sure. There's IPL. There we go. I said it. There's IPL on.
All right.
And then, of course, next week is the Shanghai Grand Prix. F1's back on. But watch the thing on Netflix. Trust me, just watch it. I don't care if you hate F1. Watch the Netflix F1. It's just incredible.
It's changed you, Ben.
It's so good,
look at
Leanne.
This. You've never been excited about F1.
It's so good.
All right. Stretch, everybody, stretch. Do it. It'll make you feel better. Trust me. All right,
so early.
Sia. I know. It's over to you, Sia. It's time for Said by Sia.
Hey, this might also make you feel better.
Go on.
See what I did there? See? Thank you.
Okay. Beautiful segue, Sia. Beautiful.
It's just another casual day in the medical world when a team at UC Berkeley are really working on creating a new kind of 3D printer, wait for it, that could potentially print out manufacturing and living human organs. I don't know how they do it. Jeez. It's all freaking incredible.
3D printing a liver while you're there.
An actual functioning human organ.
Terrific.
They are working on it currently. The patent has finally been approved. Uh-huh. But they say that really they got the idea from, you know, the new craze right now, normal 3D printers. And normal 3D printers just work by building up thin layers of melted plastic to create solid objects. So they thought, hold up, if we could do that with a human being. So they've started taking patients and hitting them with x-rays from different directions and different angles, and from that, having that 360 degree vision of a person, then they're able to start playing around with what they've now dubbed volumetric printing. This is just basically looking at an object from different angles and working around with human cells. And so doing that and undergoing that process, they now have gone a step closer in being able to, at one day possibly, print out functioning organs. They themselves admit that it is still a bit of a while away from now, but nonetheless, the step closer is absolutely inspiring. So the labs, as I said earlier, they do hold the patent, and right now they're just discussing the licensing details around it. And this is just going to open the doors to so many things. The next challenge now will just be to increase the size and the complexity and the quality of the objects that these printers manufacture. But nonetheless, the team say that this should open the door to all kinds of commercial use. So who knows? You know, we hear of people who are on waiting lists for organ donations for years on end. Some even unfortunately die before they get the help that they need. So 3D printers might actually
just
be the
amazing
way to go.
Wow.
Yeah, so shout out to researchers at UC Berkeley and the Lawrence Livermore Lab who are working on this new kind of 3D printer for organs.
The Lawrence Livermore Lab.
What? Like, quite that's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, in a good way.
That's just more livers for this morning.
All right, very good. I do like the stretching thing. I think we should make it a regular. Let's just do it as an absolute must every Friday. Just everybody take a big deep breath and stretch.
Don't little like preschoolers in China a whole exercise thing in the morning?
Yeah, sure.
Before school?
And it makes them better than us because they really are. Their economy is definitely growing and they're definitely more prosperous than they were one generation ago. Can't say that for everyone in this country.
Oh, I can't even stretch my leg really.
Okay, Crypto Tryhard says, Sid by Sia time. Time to take a big shit.
Ah, yee.
So not
don't say things like that.
Not everyone's a fan, but you know, we always get complaints about
how. I
don't
get that, but anyway.
I don't know if we'd be able to 3D print your crap, but
yeah, you don't get a liver.
We don't need to because he has a regular bowel. That's what he's trying to tell us. Every day at exactly the same time, he goes.
That's weird. Okay, no, I'm not going to talk about bowel movements.
Let's not. Yeah, we don't need to do that this morning. We're having a very good day. You can join in the conversation. You know what to do. 0797482090. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a voice note or whatever, you can send that to us, just like Crypto Tryhard did. And you never know. We could play it. It could be very exciting. This could be your moment to shine. It could be your your moment to let us all hear your beautiful voice and your great opinion this morning. You've got lots of news, lots of exciting stuff. It's Friday. Are you ready to take on the day? Good. I'm so glad we had this conversation. Aren't you?
This is CliffCentral.com.